Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Welcome back sa unang episode ng Healthy Pinoy. Ngayong bagong taong 2022, sa pagsalubong ng bagong taon, pag-uusapan naman natin ang kalusugan ng ating mga labi. Having dry and chapped lips is one of those health annoyances we experience in life during the summer season. And to give us tips on how to take care of our lips this hot season, we have Glyza Nguyen, the founder of Dearest Lips. Good morning, Glyza.
Good morning.
How are you, Glyza?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You know, Glyza, the past days, we have experienced hot temperatures of more than 30 degrees. And, you know, while most of us were out in the sun during those days, some had to endure dry and chapped lips. Tell us, what are the symptoms of dry and chapped lips?
So, yeah, as you've mentioned, especially during the summer, when we have frequent exposure to the sun, it can cause dry lips. And some of the symptoms would include, you know, flaking, peeling, and cracking. And in extreme circumstances, even bleeding, that those are all signs that your lips need extra nourishment.
And what are the common causes of those dry and peeling and chapped lips, especially during this hot season?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, so the natural elements, so things we can't avoid, like the sun and, you know, the wind. But another reason that is quite common is habitual licking. So, you know, saliva can actually remove moisture from our lips and causes dryness. So this is one of the main reasons why people do tend to get dry lips.
I thought it was okay to actually lick your lips so it's a bit wet. Is that a wrong kind of practice?
Yeah, it's actually a misconception. So the difference is with a lip balm, there's nourishing oils as opposed to you know, water, like saliva. It's a different element, so it doesn't actually help to improve the rehydration. So, yeah.
Okay, thanks for letting us know about that. Is dehydration also a common cause of dry lips?
Definitely. So a big tip is to drink plenty of water throughout the day. We need to drink water for our body, and because our lip is, you know, skin, it needs the nourishment of the water to keep it hydrated.
Talking about water, we're talking about remedies. Could you give us tips on how we can take care of our lips and remedies for those who are suffering from dry lips?
So besides drinking plenty of water, it's important to apply a natural lip balm and reapply when needed. So, you know, when you start to feel it drying, just put on another coat instead of licking your lips. Especially after meal times, you know, when you wipe your lips after eating, just put on more lip balm and avoid using a lip balm with ingredients that may actually irritate your lips. So it's important to always read the ingredients list and look out for anything that you're unsure of. And they're usually the ones that are too hard to pronounce. So that's usually an indication that it may be a harmful chemical, for example.
So anything natural is better than those that you can't pronounce.
Yeah, and we've formulated an overnight lip rescue balm as well, and we've used kupuaku butter. So that helps to really deeply nourish your lips while you sleep. So that's another option that you can do, is before bedtime you apply a more sort of a lip balm that's specifically designed to help nourish it overnight, and you wake up with hydrated lips.
So you've mentioned about lip balm, the importance of lip balm. So, you know, many women who use lip balm are actually unaware. You've talked about that earlier, that the product they're using are harmful for their health and the environment. So why is it very important that we use, you know, organic lip balms?
So I think one of the main reasons is, I think people don't realize that the skin on our lips are incredibly thin. So when you compare it to the rest of your body, the skin on our lips are really thin, and so it makes it even more important to look after them. You know, they're very delicate. So using organic actually means that the ingredients are left in a natural, unrefined state. So that locks in all the goodness from beneficial fatty acids.
Nice.
So there's some good fat, and that protects the skin. So when you use a reliable and trusted organic lip balm, without any harmful ingredients, like, for example, petroleum jelly and parabens, and even some preservatives can be very harmful for your lips, at least you can be reassured with a natural option that it's non-toxic, and you safely apply a formula onto your lip.
Talking about organic, what are the examples of organic ingredients?
For us in particular, we like to use organic coconut oil and organic cocoa butter. So
okay,
these two ingredients, you know that it's organic because when you smell it, it smells, the smell is not removed. So it smells like coconut, it smells like, the cocoa butter smells like chocolate, and that's kept in its natural state once it's harvested. So whereas if it's refined, they go through a process of eliminating some of these acids and some of these elements of the product. So that when, I guess when people use the ingredients, it's not as temperamental, if that makes sense. Yeah. Whereas, although ours, you know, it can sort of melt during summer a bit or soften, but at least the beneficial fatty acids are still there. Yeah.
Okay, lovely. And finally, could you give us tips as well? I know you're like the lip expert right now. What daily routine can our listeners follow to protect our lips from the harmful summer elements? Like, should they do like, you know, exfoliate, moisturize? Is there like a certain process?
So I'd recommend exfoliating your lips once to two times a week. So don't over exfoliate. You don't want to strip too much of your actual lip layers, but it's just to exfoliate, you know, when you start to flake a bit or, you know, with the, I guess, when your lips start to experience stuff, but once a week is fine. Apply lip balm in the morning, you know, after you do your morning, you know, brushing your teeth and when you do that routine. So, and top out throughout the day as required. Our lip balms do contain that like I mentioned before, like coconut oil, which does contain natural SPF. But you can always look out for, you know, lip balm or lipstick or any lip product with SPF, so with sun protection. And that adds the extra layer of protection against the summer elements. And lastly, like I mentioned earlier, is applying an overnight balm before bed. It does really help to rejuvenate your lips. With the formula that we've made for the overnight one, we've just made it so that it can really deeply, I guess, nourish your lips while you sleep. Because it's the best time, you know, when you're not out and about and you're just in bed.
So exfoliate and moisturize. What's a safe way of exfoliating our lips?
We've formulated a really gentle lip exfoliant. It's basically, you just apply it gently onto your lips and in a circular motion, it removes any excess skin that you know, has dried off. So, and again, not over exfoliating or not using anything that's too harsh on your lips. So just a
gentle one. At yan po ang mga simple tips para sa pangangalaga ng ating mga labi ngayong tag-init. Nakasama natin si Glyza Wynn ng Dearest Lips. Laging tandaan na ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.